Tom, how are you?
Fine. Now, Thomas Parkland's on the telephone with me.
Hello, Linda.
Yes, Tom.
And we have spent a last hour working on a program here for assistance. This is our business, not yours. We're going to handle it on our own way. So that it is not something which comes from me and comes from your friend. Before I started my calling, I want to give you your idea that I had, sure that they met with your approval. The first man I intend to talk to is Benno Smith. Benno runs the business for Doc Whitney. He's a Texas boy. He went to school with me when I was teaching the first Texas law school. I've already talked to one fellow who runs the largest advertising business in the world for farm products. Get aboard in any way possible. We're going to talk to the Jewish lady. Now, my own counsel is that I was given in faith, rather than Sidney, and Sidney is my dear and beloved friend. And I let him in on the thing, but I wouldn't let him do it later because he was Eisenhower.
Bob, I know nothing about those folks up there, except I know you and respect you and love you, and you just do what you think ought to be done, and y'all go ahead and ask anybody that you can get to do it.
All right.
I have complete confidence, faith in your judgment, and if I were going to ask someone to come down here and do something in the government, you'd be the first one I'd call to ask what you thought about them. So you and Tom just go ahead and try to, I think the thing that's important is to get someone whose credentials are unimpeachable, whose character and patriotism are unquestioned, and ask them. John is pretty close to Benno Smith. I believe they were in school together, weren't they?
Well, that's young John.
Yeah.
That's the island of that spot.
Yeah.
But Benno went to school with me. Benno's about my age.
Well, I have the impression he's very close to John Connolly somewhere.
Oh, I know him. I know him.
I don't remember where it was. It may be you that I get confused with John, but some friend, very close friend of mine, is a very close friend of Benno's.
No, Benno is very close to John Connolly.
Yeah. So you just might bear that in mind, and if you want John to talk to him or anything. I think Tom ought to talk to John. And maybe you too. The next call you make ought to be to John. I really think that someone of John's general type ought to be here looking at some of these southern things for us. The governor of Louisiana ought to be talked to. John has talked to him once. I talked to John this weekend, and it's hard for him to leave the governorship, but we just have 4 or 5 weeks before this convention. Yeah. Well, all right. I'll give some thought to it. My. Yeah. Well, John is chairman of the governor's caucus. John's been close to me, and although John was against the civil rights bill, and that might cause us a little static to liberals, I don't think anybody really blame him because of his real close connection with me. And I rather think that now. What they've got a communist movement started here. The commies are heading it, but they're trying to get the Democratic states, and they've got 8 or 10 of them from California to Colorado, saying they won't see the regular elected delegates in Mississippi and Alabama, and that could cause us a good deal of trouble, because if we don't seat them, could make the other Southerners mad, and you just go to seating a group that really wasn't elected, that's pretty bad business. On the other hand, a fellow like Wagner and Daley and Brown can't go back to their own states having voted for the governor of Mississippi, so it's a difficult problem. And we need somebody of John's general stripe. I talked to him. He's inclined to come. I don't think he thinks it's as serious or we need him as much as we do, but I surely wish that he were here and working in the headquarters for the next 3 or 4 weeks. Now, there's no question but what some people are relying heavily on a demonstration of emotionalism, and they figure that more than half the delegates will be old Kennedy delegates. And every week they've got shows on. I saw this morning on NBC a big poll showing the Attorney General running way ahead for Vice President. And there's a great deal of that pressure coming here now, and we ought to be spending a good deal of time organizing this convention, and felt like John could help a lot there. So, what you and Tommy do when you hang up talking to me, just call him without any contact with me at all. And just say that your judgment, this headquarters needs some leadership, particularly with Southerners. And you understand Carl Sanders was calling up yesterday and was upset about the deal they made out San Francisco between Wallace and Goldwater, and thinks it'll hurt him a good deal in Georgia, although he thinks he can win, but he needs some leadership and direction. The governor of Louisiana made a comment yesterday that Goldwater was a little closer to his state on civil rights than I was. That needs a little attention, and somebody ought to be looking after that, and there's nobody of stature with the South here doing it now, and that he ought to get organized, come in here and spend some time. You might also ask him about dinner when you talk to him, and then you all go ahead and decide who you think ought to do this and get him going.
Well, Mr. President, one reason Bob's calling you here is a memorandum on your desk from Jim Rowe. And
yeah, I had...
That was a Sidney Weinberg memorandum.
Yeah, I saw that.
So that you know, we didn't think that was the right thing to do.
Yeah, I saw that this morning, and I don't think it's proper for me at this stage to be calling anyone. I told Walter that when he gave me the memo, and I think that you're doing it just exactly right. I think Bob can very well do it, and I wish that you'd get some man that would take some initiative and go to bat, and I'll never forget him.
Okay. Well, don't worry about it. We've got your blessing, so we'll handle it.
Go ahead. Okay.